Blog Talk Radio.
Because of anxiety shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Sister Shonda said she was in one of her writings where she was pissed off. She said, "Why, you know, you have to talk to these niggas just like they cheering, so you have to put it in where a child can understand the knowledge."
Uh-huh.
So what I did with this is I put it in a story form, and Shonda was saying that you have to put everything in story form, have to tell a story, so maybe people can understand a story, and like, you know, me and you know for a fact, we was taught by children, and one of them children happened to be yours. We was taught the ancient language that we spoke, that the Bible tell you about, that everybody spoke one language at one time. And I'm going to have this, and I noticed, Brother Drew, ain't nobody never come really explain Amanyah. So Amanyah told me to explain who she was, this
okay.
Name, Amanyah, and that, you know, that nobody knows nothing about it but us Yahman. She got her chosen people that she's chosen to tell you a story. Everybody has a story, but the oldest story is a story that we've been to tell right now.
All right.
There are two words in the Bible, Brother Drew, that you only see one time. At Psalm 68, they'll tell you that J-A-H is the name of the God of heaven. And I find it real funny that you can hear him on the radio. It was a lady got on Robert's show all this week, and she say, "If my people call on me by my name, I will help them." That's scripture. But the name of the God of heaven ain't Jesus. Because the name of the God of heaven, they have it at Psalm 68 and 4 as J-A-H. Well, that was translated out of Greek, which was I-A-H. And that was translated out of YAH, which is Paleo Hebrew, which you find at the 119 Psalms in the Bible. See, now at the 119 Psalms of the Bible, there's a language. So, in order for us to get a good damn understanding of this forbidden Bible that was written in 1881, the King James Revised Version, some words we have to translate back to the ancient. And this so happened to be one word that we had to translate back to what was it from the beginning. And the language
right.
that we're using is at the 119 Psalms in the Bible called the Olivates. And you and I was learning our Olivates from a three-year-old young lady that sung the Olivates for us every Shabbat. She would lead the Olivates. She wasn't but 3 years old. That's when you've been taught by babes. And your son would come teach us the language. He was 11 or 12 years old. See, that's when old Negroes like me and you've been taught about the babies. But we had to sit back on the babies was excelling us to what we know right now. And it's funny how you and I was made different from other people in gaining the knowledge of Amun Yah. We studied we was a select group of people that we studied this. These two words is Yah and Lucifer. You only find those two words, and see Lucifer only means the enlightened one. And Lucifer is a Luciferian. That's a secret society. He ain't got nothing to do with the devil, Satan, and all of that the Christian people think Lucifer is bad or something like that. Oh, no, Lucifer is a Greek word, meaning the enlightened one. At the 10th chapter of Genesis, you will see where it gives a chronological order of all the nations of people. One of the most important things is that you read in each, when they're given a chronological order when you're doing the study that we study, is that by each nation's land and tongue that's in the four hemispheres. So when we do our study on this lecture, or we do our studies, we go with etymology, some of the words we have to revise them back into the original so we get a good, clear understanding. Now, the Bible tell you that the God of heaven is named Yah, Y-A-H. Well, that's in its feminine form, meaning that it's female. And so for us to understand this, when all the time you calling him, and he, you, most of the Christians and the Muslims and all of them call the God of heaven a he. They pray to the Father and all of this. And the Bible is very clear that the God of heaven is a she, because in ancient Hebrew, he is she. So if you want to say she in Hebrew, you would say he. Because, see, she can produce he, but he can't produce she. And for us to understand that, Brother Drew, we have to go back all the way back to the 19th galaxy with Amun-Yah. You tell a story that Amun-Yah told me to tell you. On the 19th galaxy, Brother Drew, the 19th galaxy had came into a two-moon system. The same as this galaxy came in 1960. And the ozone was being attacked by that, the same as the ozone is being attacked by this. This two-moon system came out of the fourth star, which was Mars system. And the Martian was trying to conquer the Earth. In the 12th galaxy, this is what we're in right now, on the ninth star, a place called Apara, we call it Earth in this language, there was minerals. This is the only planet that had minerals, and if you was of a certain breed, you could live down here because you had all the certain elements. So when Amun-Yah decided that she wanted to create some people to live here, human beings, to transport us here, she went to a drawing board. Now, a drawing board, Brother Drew, it's funny. Great-great-grandpa was telling me the story, and he showed me Big Papa's, this is my great-great-grandpa, drawing board. Then two blocks down where my cousin was, we went to the funeral home, my cousin owned the funeral home there in Crockett, and Grandpa showed me what the cooling board looked like. Well, the cooling board and the drawing board looks the same. You see, you was drawn up on the drawing board, which the great architect, they'll tell you that in Masonic knowledge, the great architect drew up you on the drawing board. Your last stop would be the cooling board, but you be done stop life. So the same board that you started on is the same board your friends. That's reading in our language. The first word is ah, and the last word is tha. And when you come into the world, you holler ah when they bust you across your ass. First word you say is ah, and when you die, your last breath is ta. That's in our language. That's the first sign is ah, and pa is the last sign, and the 22nd sign and symbol in our language. That's everything coincide with what Amun-Yah made. Now, let's go look, get on the drawing board and see how that she made us. See, it started in Amun-Yah's imagination. Okay, that's a two-part word. She wanted to produce her mind. In her image, to create a nation that would obey her mind when she got ready to put you down on the ninth planet in the 12th galaxy. You had to leave away from here when she wanted to be able to do that. And for us not to remember her, Brother Drew, she put everything up under the mathematical system of 12 and 19 to let us know that we came from the 19th galaxy to the 12th galaxy. And the number 12 means complete. She gave us a mathematical system to go by to let us know when we got here this was her mind, this way, because she was creating the mind. Now the first thing that she was going to create, the mind, was she was going to create it up under the 12 laws of nature, because she was in going to be put in the 12 galaxy. The first law of nature is physics. It's the law of motion. So Amun-Yah took a piece of energy and first made it male. You can't see electro energy. It is male. This is what mind is. It's a piece of energy, Brother Drew. Then Amun-Yah said that she wanted to reproduce the mind. She couldn't reproduce the mind with it just being male. So she said it had to be magnetic energy, and she made it female. Where she could reproduce her mind. That's why everything you see is magnetic energy. You can see it. So she wanted to see how her mind looked, Brother Drew. Amun-Yah wanted to see how her mind looked. So she made it female, which when it get reproduced, that you could see the mind walking around in a shell. I call it your spaceship. your space. You call it body and a lot. But that is exactly your spaceship that you hooked up to oxygen through your lungs. And when they play out, your ass won't move. Have you noticed that, Brother Drew? When Ruach leave you, I can look at the shell, but the shell won't move, Daddy said. See, so everybody dies when their lungs quit function. Ain't your damn heart quit function. Your ass died when you quit breathing. That's when you dead. And that's another lecture. But female, that's a compound word. That means iron male. This created electromagnetic energy. When it became electro and magnetic energy, it had senses. Magnetic energy had five senses. Electro had four senses, and magnetic had five senses. And most people know the female senses, the five senses that they say that a human being got, but you got nine. And the reason you got nine is the nine never changes. And it starts with a cipher, which you call an O, and a perpendicular line, which you call a one. That's how you know we are. And Amun-Yah number is what, Brother Drew? 10. Because the 10 sign and symbol in the language is Yah, to let you know that the number 9, which you on the 9th star in the 12th galaxy, and 9 don't never change. I don't care how you look at it. 9 times 9 is 81. 1 and 8 is 9. Go right on down. All the esoteric students know the 9 don't change. So this was to let the mind know, if he was in tune and in balance with Amun-Yah. Because, see, once you come into existence,
you come into a dualist system, which is the second law of nature, the laws of opposites. And that's what is important. The important part is to understand that Amun-Ra designed a mind and put it off into a body, a shell, a temple, whatever you want to call it, spaceship, a mini spaceship. You hooked you up to oxygen tanks. And you've been walking to and fro, up and down in the earth. But because we have disobeyed certain laws, because we was taught somebody else's mind when we got here. Now, the mind that we first was given was a pure mind of who we were. But when we got here, this mind had been conquered by a subhuman being. And so the subhuman being conquered the human being as we speak. 2019 years ago is when they fully conquered every human being. That's who y'all call black nation of people on earth. This subhuman being was a hybrid that happened 50,000 years ago in the northern hemisphere with Japheth's children, who was human beings at that time, but they was invaded by the Martians and they went down to a level of where their history will start in 2019 as a Neanderthal. Then a Paramecium man, then a Reindeer man, Cro-Magnon man, in a chronological order. Do you see right now that the whole world is ruled by the subhuman being? Now, a mind, we never know what a mind is. We thought mind is part of the brain. The mind ain't got a damn thing to do with the brain. We found that out a long time ago, didn't we? The mind is stored in the brain. The mind is a school of thoughts. Now, that's interesting, Brother Drew. Because the school of thoughts is a teaching. So, where do we have to go then? We have to put them 5 W's and 1 H on them. As I said, who educated us? We was educated by a subhuman being. That's what he is. He ain't a white man. He ain't this. To have knowledge, you had to call it what he was first. He was a subhuman being first. Now, and that's a half breed. That's half human being and half Martian. And how you know him is he has no melanin in his skin. He's called a Germanic race of people as we speak now. That's what he named himself. The Germanic race of people, which is 10 tribes of those people, that their religion is that of the eagle, all 10 tribes. They call it the Birdman religion, all 10 of them tribes, up on the logos of red, white, and blue is their colors, all 10 tribes. Every last one as we speak right now. This is how you recognize who they are. And they all have enslaved somebody look like me and you, Brother Drew, colored people, the human being, people of color. That's the only way you can be a human being, you people of color. You ain't lost.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just lost your damn mind. See, because, see, everything is nothing because this is how Amiyah first created you. She created you mentally. She created a mind to be tested to see if you would have her mind or would you have the mind of the subhuman being who was here and had conquered her people down here. And the mind had to realize this. This is what in the Bible they call the renewing of the mind. Well, when you renew your mind, that means you don't believe a damn thing that you done learned in a school system that you got a doctor's degree with a summa cum laude, magna cum laude, and cum laude. Your mind was so designed that it was put down here with this other mind to see if your mind could reject the teaching of the subhuman. You had to live with him, Brother Drew. You had to live with him because he had conquered the world at one time. And we are in the time period of where he has conquered the world. And you had to live with him and you had to obey his laws to live in his government. But you didn't have to eat his food and have his mindset and raise your children the way he raised his. If you did this, you would wind up with what the hell you see right now. They would be sodomites. Well, we know what done conquered the mind of people look like us is this one system. And they conquer you with one word, God. Everybody look like me and you believe in a God. God is a Germanic word. Remember your key? Genesis 10, according to the tongue, that's your key of how to trace this history. See, somebody wrote a book. I know who wrote the book. The Zionists wrote the book. If you can read it, you come up with the keys like I got. Like us, see, that's the reason on your dollar bill you see a key. A key opens knowledge and closes knowledge. If you're a Mason, you know that. It's one of the punishes in the Lord. It's one of the key. That's why you see on the dollar bill, you see a key, you see a scale. It says the key to the treasury of the United States of America, you be weighed and balanced on the scale. Because the third law of nature is balance. And see, when the mind is imbalanced, then you become mentally ill. That's why 85% of the people that's born after 1970, which is the XY, millennium, and Z generation of people, 85% of them is on mind-controlling drugs and mentally ill. 45% of the toddlers is on mind-controlling drugs or mentally ill. Well, then you got a crisis in Sodom because your black president, Obama, made America Sodom when he signed the bills. And you can raise the flag, the LBJ, the gay community's flag is flying above the United States flag, Brother Drew. That's treason.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to talk about treason? You've done committed treason. According to the flag got a history book wrote, that I got it here, of what you can do with the flag and you can't do with the flag. So when you fly the LBJ flag above the United States flag, you committed treason. No flag is supposed to fly above your nation's flag. above it, the one that flies above is the one that rules. So if the LGBT community flag is flying above the American flag, who ruling in America? And it don't take no rocket scientists to see this shit. And it came through the church, because how it got that way was through the Apostle Creed churches. They outnumber the Nicene Creed churches. The Apostle Creed churches say you can do all types of love and be a Christian. You can hang out with us. The Apostle Creed churches, all your Methodist church, you got two of them in the black community, the CME, Colored Methodist Episcopal Church, and the African Methodist Episcopal Church. You got them two in the black community. Then blacks them join the Episcopalians and Presbyterians and the Catholics. They say it's all right for you to have all four schools of thought up under a SoFi system that we up under. And that's Eros, Thalo, Agape, and Stoge. The Nicene Creed says you can only have Eros and Agape, the love of God, man, and female. You don't agree. So in 2019, we can see where the thinking of the people in America and all over the world is Apostle Creed thinking up under Christianity, up under a religion called Christianity. And you can't call me a liar on this. Your ass is busted. I'm Ray Charles on your ass. You busted on this. Shit. You busted right down to the max. Cause hell, look at the world today. And this is worldwide. This ain't just here in America. This is worldwide. But the world took trend of what America, because when Barack said it was all right that the White House became the Black House and became the Rainbow House, then countries like Switzerland and Denmark, who would kill you for being a sodomite, say it's all right to the point where they president is gay. They put a gay president in. So and they push. Don't think they ain't lobbying for that now, Brother Drew. Cause they'll have a gay running for president. Probably this time around. Because you can see the time period that we're living in. And you can see the minds of the people, a mental condition has become a crisis. See, everything is mental. A mind is a school of thoughts. It's something that is taught to you. And after 3 years old, when they get you at 3 years old now, they got me and you at 6 years old, well, then they got complete control of you at the age of 18. That's to the point where if you a foreigner, you can't even speak your language no more. And you'll say that I'm a Chinese American, I'm a Korean American, I'm a Japanese American, I'm a Mexican American, I'm a Vietnamese American, I'm a Chinese American. And you can't even speak your language no more. That means that you have been completely genocided to the point where you assimilate them. You look like a Chinese, but you ain't. You look like you're a black man, but you ain't. You white to the point that you got to change your hair, Brother Drew. You got to get this red hair, purple hair, green hair. Well, that's the hairstyle of the Teutons. So you telling me you're a Teuton now? You Teutonic. Well, yeah. You got a Teutonic religion. You got a Teutonic religion and a Teutonic name,
Because the Teutonics is the Americans. That's their forefathers. That's what they was first. They can go all the way back to Magog and Gog. When it was not England, but Angel Land. When it wasn't London, it was Luton. And I find it simply amazing. You know what the biggest county in Luton, guess what it was named, Brother Drew?
What's
America.
That?
America. So when they came over here with the New England states, you see, you America, over here where they named America the New Land, this was called New England. That's why you got a New York, New Hampshire. You got all this overseas. These are in London, Angel Land. All of these names is Angel Land. See, when they came over here, this is supposed to be the New England over here. And that was the old England. And then some shit went haywire with some Masons got to arguing amongst themselves and took revenge on the York Rite Masons, the Scottish Rite Masons did, and this country became a republic of what it was. And you know what the $64,000 question is, Brother Drew?
No, what's that?
You with me? I'm going to see, can you answer it? 1776, the war between England and the New World colonies was started with one word. What was that one word?
I know I heard of this before. Let me think about it for one second.
Huh? You know how old Meatball is. He put one of them trick questions on you. You can answer with one word. Answer with one word. You don't have a thousand words to answer with. I'm going to tell you what the word is, and you've been hearing it all for the last. You've been hearing this one word. I'm going to give you a clue. On the TV, on the radio, and in the news, you've been hearing this one word for the last 2 months.
Okay.
What is it?
On the TV.
On the TV, on the news, it's on the news right now. It's one word that started the war. That one word was TAF.
You hear me? The word was what?
TAF. Putting TAF on merchandise.
Oh, okay.
What did Trump do? He put TAF on merchandise. That one word started a civil war. That one word's been to start another goddamn war too. Called a trade war. That one word started a war called a trade war. They're just talking shit to each other now. But it can escalate into a real war. That one word. History repeats its goddamn self. I know history. When I saw that, I kept hearing this word tap. I say, tap, tap, tap. Goddamn, that's the word that the Revolutionary War was. See, people get fed up with tap. That's taxes. They putting taxes on top of taxes right now on us. Brother Drew, we playing taxes up on top of taxes up on top of taxes, taxes.
Right.
Look at the tax you pay on gas, oil, cigarettes. That's tax up on top of tax. They sent me something. I tell you what, go get your goddamn car inspected and see how much taxes you pay on that, on getting your car inspected.
Look down there how many different taxes they put applying a dollar here and a $2 here and a $3 there. Look how much taxes they putting on you. That's tough.
Right.
That started a war. Because we're talking mind now. A mind is mental. It deals with psychology and sociology. And we ain't got no psychology. That's why we ain't got no sociology. Because if you got psychology, meaning if you militant, you can build a society. And it becomes psychology. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you and I can see where after 1970, all of this, where the mind left somebody look like us when they became African Americans. You ain't been an African American since 59 damn years. That's how long. You ain't nobody know nothing about a damn African American 59 years ago. And they put it on the census in 1970. Ain't nobody called themselves black, and African American lived in the 50s and the 40s. No damn body. So this new world, I'm African American, and you got niggas with summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude, and don't know how they became an African American. My question to anybody is, if you tell me you was a black Gentile, black Hebrew Israelite, black Muslim, black Mason, black sorority, black fraternity, first black male, you know, how the hell you became? When did you become the black one? There was a white one here before it was a black one. You know what year you became the first black. Shit. Because they put it in a history book when your ass become the first black. So when you see that adjective on your word before your name, black, that lets you know it's a white one. That let me know. I don't know. Your mind ain't been renewed yet. See, a mind is a school of thoughts. It's what they teach you. And after they got you for 7 years, your mind is programmed. Your mind is just like a program. It feeds on a program. And you had to sit down and understand that you couldn't be in the mind of Magog and Gog. If you got any religion, because all three of the religion books told you, don't go in the ways of Magog and Gog. Well, Magog and Gog is the American, which you're so proud to be. That's their way. But you got to live with him, Brother Jude. You got to live with him. But you can't eat his food. You can't do his rituals, his customs, his feast days. You got to give that shit up. 100%. But if you can't, 99.5% won't get it. It has to be 100% before you can renew your mind. And the number one thing you have to give up is his dietary laws. Living under grace from the law, then you eat anything that you want to eat. And then that's another problem now, is because you have to ask yourself a question, how is my body made? What can it take? How was it made? Your body wasn't made to eat meat. You was first a breatharian. That means you was breathing on mama's oxygen. Then the food she was eating would have been vegetables and fruit. That would made you a fruitarian that was a vegetarian when you got here. But because somebody grind up some meat, stuck it in your mouth, chewed it up before they got the grinders and put it in your mouth before the age of 3 years old, and then feed you fruits and vegetables, and they reprogrammed your system where you became accountable when your ass got here. But you don't get no molars in your mouth till you're 3 years old, so you can't eat meat. Somebody has to process the meat and give it to you and change you into him, a reptilian.
They got the Gerber baby food.
Right. They got the Gerber baby food. They grind up potted meat and beef and chicken. Right. They got it grind up. You ain't supposed to be eating that meat. The baby ain't supposed to be eating that meat. If he eat that meat, he reprograms himself. He don't get molars to 3 years old. The baby's safe up until 3 years old. But if you train the baby not to eat, if you don't feed that baby no meat and no gerbil meat and stuff, getting him in the taste of bacon and eggs and shit, they got all the just feeding fruits and vegetables. Well, then the baby, when he get 3 years old, more than likely will reject meat. I think 3 years old will be, you get that program in him that he'll reject meat. He won't eat it. He won't touch it. He won't have no desire. He won't have no desire. Somebody got to do that first. Yes, sir.
I tested that out on my grandson. He and my granddaughter, one of them, never eaten meat. And I had a piece, and I said, "You want to taste it?" He looked at me like, "You, what the hell is that?" He said, "No."
Yeah, I know that some of y'all. I know Betty did her son like that too. She raised him completely, birthed him right, her and Bill. Co-had them to take that experience. Somebody has got to experiment with it, with that, and bring that child into existence like that. So you can get, that's the only way you can get back to the purity of a pure mind.
Right.
See, everything is worked on the mind. See, the mind controls the whole body, man. And see, the mind works. How do the mind work? The mind first works through the will on an axiom. You have to will yourself. And see, Daddy told me the best way, and my people believe the best way to get will, and see, it's a training, is send a message from your ass to your brain, and you will do what the fuck they say to your ass to do. That's what develops a strong will in a child, is you send that message from that ass to his brain. Well, they only creating this because, see, if your will, which is your mind, become emotional, that means you put your energy in motion. And what is the definition of emotion? A strong feeling, fear, anger, joy, grief. And then you become emotional above, that's easily affected by emotion. And then you go into emotionism, the tendency of displaying emotion too easily, when you ain't got the right mind, Brother Drew, when it's unbalanced.
Right.
When the mind is you have to know how the mind works. See when the mind is imbalanced, it'll take some journeys, Brother Drew. And see, when you go through all of these emotional feelings, then if your mind will go through these stages, you become an emotionalist, L-I-S-T, a person who appeals to the emotion in attempting to persuade others, then your mind will go into a stage and a degree and a level when it becomes sentimental. This is what you got to look for now, Brother Drew. When this mind is sentimental, you can be in the nightclub, you can see him sitting over in the corner drinking with a cigarette. That mind that went sentimental. Let's look at the definition. A sentiment, a mixture of thoughts and feeling, emotions regarding to ideas considered as a principal act of judgment. Your mind go into a sentiment. Then it leads from a sentiment to a sentimental mind. And that's to act from feelings rather from common sense, emotional. See, when that mind go into a sentimental, you're dealing with a dangerous mind. You see it right now riding down the street and then damn Crown Royal cars.
Yeah, yeah,
you see this mind that done went into this where it become a sentimentalist, a person who is highly emotional. And it's all formed by that, starting with that one thing, is that your mind is the most powerful thing it is, and it's a school of thoughts. It's what you have been taught and what you have believed in. And right now we can see the minds of the people to the standpoint where if you live in a red line district, and most of the people that look like us is in a red line district, here in Dallas, Texas, I'm going to tell you all that's listening to me, your ass is up under martial law with the DPS. And they ain't bullshitting with you, Brother Drew. I want y'all to know this. They packing AK-47, AR-17, and shotgun, pump shotgun. And they got funky attitudes because they pissed off that they got to work. Because I looked at them last night, Brother Drew, in front of a store. I looked at them. I know the Dallas cop, and I rapped to him, and then he said, man, these people here ain't playing. You could see their attitude, Brother Drew. They got a funky attitude. That cop told me that if your ass is going 3 miles over the speed limit, they're going to stop you. If you change lanes without giving a signal, they're going to stop you. And you don't need to talk shit to them because one of them got a pistol shot on you and they in a high crime area and they ain't bullshitting with you. So all the Southern Section is up under martial law as we speak right now. And I'm telling everybody, you can get out, you can get out acting crazy if you want to. You talking about the DPS is giving you tickets. I watched them last night. I came in stopped at the filling station about 12. They blocked me in. Somebody had stole something at the filling station. They blocked me in. That's where I met the old boy. I said, man, what the hell going on with all these? He said, man, he said, DPS is locking down the streets, man, crime. He said, you living in the crime area, Negro. I said, I already know that. He said, all the Southern Section, he said, your high volume of crime, that means all red line district. He said, you're going to see DPS. And he said, they ain't playing. They ain't playing with you. They going to bust the cap in your ass. And they ain't man. What I seen with them eight that I seen, they got a special breed. This is not your regular highway patrol. These is a special breed of white boys. I seen one black dude They had two white females. This is a special group, like a squadron. They've been trained for this, Brother Drew. And they got a special breed. It's just like in the military. Everybody can't be a sniper. It's a certain breed of people. You have to have a mentality to be a sniper. I taught sniper school. You have to have a certain mentality. 200 people would come in, only 3 or 4 going to pass because you had a certain mentality that you had to develop to become one, even to save your life. You had to think a certain way. And these people is a squadron of people that's been trained like that, Brother Drew. See, they done went out and recruited what they call the hardcore.
Yeah,
it was just like in Vietnam. You see, in Vietnam, they ask you, they want to know if you're on a trail, is it VC, hardcore VC, or just the calm? Because if it was goddamn the military, the VC, coming down that Ho Chi Minh, you had hell, because he was highly trained. You wasn't fighting the rebel. You fighting hardcore. And when you messing with the DPS, you fighting hardcore, because the next thing they bring in on your ass is the Texas Rangers with the National Guards. And that showed up would be bad. And it's going to happen, Brother Drew. Certain sections of this town, they're going to have to bring in. And see, the curfew that they have on your butt, you ain't going to like it. But I wanted to explain Amanya, the teaching of Amanya, of how it got started and how the mind works up under the 12 laws of nature. When you come into existence, it's simply mathematics, which is multiplication of the multiply, the multiplicand, and the product. The children is the product, the female is the multiplicand, and you the multiply. And you would have liked, Sister Shonda told us last, you had a provider and a protector. That's the male. And I know for a fact in my hometown, if your mama wasn't a school teacher, she didn't work. Not in the 40s and the 50s, not in Crockett. The only women that worked, and your grandmother worked as a housekeeper for some old rich-ass white people. Yeah. That's the way it was, Brother Drew, in all the towns. The man provided. The woman stayed at home, cooked and raised children, and had children. And the man worked, get off from work, go to the pool wall, drink beer, and sweetheart wine, and Wild Irish Road wine, shit, on Saturday. Let his hair down on Friday and Saturday, be in a gambling shack, shooting dice. That's the way it was. That was life in the city, in the country. So I hope that we touch a little bit on the mind. We'll go into a deeper form of the mind and see, check on what the mind is, because, see, the mind, when it becomes alive, it creates life. And so you can't have a good life if you got a bad mind. You can't have the mind of the subhuman being. It's just as simple as that. Brother Drew, I can't put it no simpler. You can't. And when I say mind, that means his customs, his ways, his belief. If you believe in God, you got his mind. He got you. He got you by your yin yang. Because if you go into his Bible, it tell you, they got two words in there, Lord God. Lord means to obey. It's a Greek word. God is a Germanic word. Only the Germanic race of people believe in God. It's up under the Hellenism system. Nobody looked like us believed in that. We know this for a fact. But a whole lot of people look like us, call themselves black Gentiles. So to the point where they say they them, period, Brother Drew, ain't nothing. I'm a black Gentile. well, how did you become the black one? Because it was white one first. And that shows you how they got your mind. It's very simple that you can see the mental condition that the people is in by just asking yourself them five questions, who, what, when, how, and why. Shema Yahweh, Yah, Abin Yah, Ika, Kamariya. Till next week, Brother Drew.
Kamariya.